Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Kim L. Reeve, R-E-E-V-E. Address is 25 Covey, Covey Court, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-809-0016. Cell is 530-566-6077. ID is 503-06-1095. Our date of birth is 6/4/1956, 67-year-old. Disabled woman. Insurance is Medicare/AARP. Pharmacy is Chico Pharmacy. It is addressed to 4-CHAR-BUSH-BUSH-NP, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650, 530-877-7260, parenthesis, fax, and parenthesis, the clinical indication, history of loss of consciousness, subparagraph, subsequent motor vehicle accident. Comorbid medical problems. Chronic lumbar spinal pain with analgesic infusion pump. Below that, just say recent symptoms of degenerative hip disease on the left with severe pain. Below that should say history of chronic flexible joint disorder. Comorbid medical problems, this is vertically, essential hypertension. History of, quote, memory lapses, unquote. Asthma, atrophic vaginitis, bilateral chronic knee pain following arthroplasty, chronic low back pain, fibromyositis, GERD, long-term opiate analgesic use for pain management, mixed dyslipidemia, osteopenia, new paragraph medical allergies, Percocet, lisinopril, abdominal cramping, current medications, this is vertically, Advair Diskus, Atenolol 25 milligrams, PM, estradiol 0.01% cream, fish oil 3 daily, APAP hydrocodone 10-3-25, 3 to 4 times per day. Methadone 10 milligrams, 1 tablet, 4 times daily. Multiple vitamin daily. Narcan 4 milligrams nasal spray PRN. ProAir HFA 90 micrograms. Vitamin D3 25 micrograms. Zofran 4 milligrams PRN. dear Chart Bush and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Kim Ree for neurological evaluation. Kim was seen today for evaluation of her history of loss of consciousness causing a rollover motor vehicle accident, subparagraph. She was hospitalized at Enlo Hospital and underwent diagnostic evaluation, which apparently was relatively unremarkable, subparagraph. She was unable to complete an EEG due to her inability to lay supine for a prolonged period of time due to hip and back pain. New paragraph. Since her accident and injury, she does not report that she's had any further episodes of loss of consciousness. New paragraph. She reports that she fell asleep while driving her vehicle, having had a relatively heavy lunch shortly beforehand, having been sleep deprived from 1 to 2 days of nocturnal pain with her increased hip symptoms occurring recently. Subparagraph, she'd been in Yuba City to see her pain management doctor. New paragraph. Today, neurologically, she is in discomfort, having to ambulate and move around to avoid positional pain. New paragraph, she reports that the placement of a spinal pain pump has dramatically improved her quality of care, reducing her need for oral analgesics. New paragraph. She reports ongoing and continued dysomnia due to arousals with primarily hip and back pain. Subparagraph, she's due for hip evaluation and surgical repair. New paragraph. Neurologically, she is otherwise normal. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. History of daytime somnolence, subparagraph, falling asleep producing a motor vehicle rollover accident, new paragraph, dysomnia due to sleep disruption by pain by report, new paragraph. Recommendations. I have given her laboratory slip today for a narcolepsy genetic testing to exclude that as a comorbid and treatable disorder. New paragraph. We will make arrangements for her to complete an ambulatory EEG in Oroville since she cannot lie supine for a prolonged period of time. New paragraph. A home sleep study will be arranged to exclude other associated sleep disorders occurring with her dysomnia. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for a follow-up with those results, considering any further testing or evaluation that might be useful. New paragraph. At this time, it would appear that her accident was caused by daytime somnolence and falling asleep, with risk factors for this occurrence due to sleep deprivation due to chronic musculoskeletal pain. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation, send a follow-up report, period.